Hello and welcome to the 13th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly and today I will be going over everything you need to know about Brawl Talk, all the updates and changes to Brawl Stars that will be added into the game. I'll be going over some of my opinions, like my opinion of the new brawler, my opinions of the new skins and so on. And enjoy! Also, so if you're looking at the thing and you're wondering why, like, all of the episodes are published on, like, the 26th or the 23rd. This is because some of the episodes I've made some mistakes by saying, like, this is the sharpshooters. Today I'll be ranking the sharpshooters, when in reality I rank the heavyweights. I've changed them and it doesn't update, so I have to unpublish and republish. And because I do that, they come out as recently published and, like, episode 12 is in front of episode 13, which is annoying. So I have to unpublish and republish all of them. So that is why they say they're all updated on the same one. But in fact, I did not make like 6 episodes in one day. And I've been going for like around a few weeks now. So I haven't actually just started and published like 11 in like 2 days. So now I'll be going for real onto the update. So now I'm going to get into all the changes and in from Season 9 Brawl Talk. So, Brawl Talk released, Brawl Stars released, Supercell released a Brawl Talk called Season 9 Brawl Talk. And it's the latest season of Brawl Pass is called Brawlywood. In Season 9, Brawl Stars have brought in a new chromatic brawler. They have brought in lots of skins and Halloween event brawlerween skins, lots of like and different kind of game modes, new gold and silver skins, and the club updates that are coming soon. So the first thing in Brawl Talk is going to be Lola, the new brawler. So Lola looks actually, in my opinion, looks pretty fun and pretty interesting. I'm very excited to get her as I have enough gems for Brawl Pass finally. So Lola, she's the new chromatic brawler in Brawl Stars. You can unlock her at tier 30 or get her from boxes after you reach tier 30. So I'm going to be getting Brawl Pass this season finally. And we'll be getting Lola. So Lola, basically, this is what Lola is. Lola is the new chromatic brawler. The self-obsessed movie star is a high-damaging ranged attacker. Her obsession has made her wicked and she will do anything to remain in the spotlight. Her attack pattern is similar to Max, which makes it difficult to land all projectiles at the max range, but up close, she can land all projectiles with ease. Her narcissistic nature is shown in her super. On using a super, she spawns a clone, which mimics her attack and movement pattern, making it a unique super that would require players to get used to before getting maximum damage out of it. Lola will be a part of the Brawl Pass, and the previous season will be unlocked at tier 30. So overall, I'm giving Lola an 8 out of 10, just because the super seems really amazing and fun, and I think she's going to be a very hard brawler to master. The attacks are not easy to hit, all of them, as it said previously. The super is really going to be hard to use, in my opinion, because, like, I still don't fully understand the mechanics of it. Like, it follows you, so, and I've had this question in my mind. If you spin around while the super is activated, will it spin with it too? It's a weird, random question that doesn't really matter, but just wondering. And so, like, what direction you shoot is where the thing will shoot. I'm a bit confused, but this super seems really fun to use. I'm excited to try it out. Excited to get used to, like, aiming her attacks. And so Lola has a decent amount of health, 5,600 at max level. So very excited to try Lola. And yeah, I rate her 8 out of 10. So the new modifier is, this is the words that say it. To celebrate Halloween, players will be getting a new modifier that will make all brawlers invisible for 7 seconds every 7 seconds. The modifier will be available on all game modes. Frank, okay. Also, another thing is Frank, the game lead for Brawl Stars, confirmed in a tweet that Showdown Plus will remain in-game for the October update, so fans of the game mode don't need to worry about their favorite game mode going out of rotation. So Showdown Plus will still be in it, apparently. And now back to the new game mode modifier thing, I guess. I'm not actually excited for this. It might be fun, but I think it's going to be really annoying for me personally, because when things are invisible, it's really annoying. And even, like, I'm not really excited to do this. It's just going to be super annoying, and I'm not excited to do this, play this game mode, going invisible. Everyone, it's going to be super annoying. Can't see the enemy. Even if you're invisible, I think it's going to be more annoying for you. Still try this. I'm not sure. I haven't played this yet, so I could be wrong, but I'm not that excited from what it's starting. Okay, so now, I forgot to rate it. So for the modifier, so far, it's actually pretty good for most people, but for me, for my opinion, which is it's pretty bad opinion, is I'm gonna rate it 6 out of 10. People might rate it like 10 because they're really excited, but I'm not actually excited. I think it's gonna be super annoying. So now I'm gonna be talking about Jesse remodel. So I think the Jesse remodel looks really ugly. Jesse just looks, I don't like Jesse's new look. I think she looks better without the remodel. What else can I say about Jesse? Jesse's like, I don't know, like, okay, let me just get a picture of Jesse so I can see. So Jesse's like has different colors, like slightly different. Let me go into both so I can see it fully. So Jesse, let me just turn off the sound for Brawl Stars, sorry. I think it's recording and you can hear the sound, unfortunately. I'll turn it off in seconds. Settings. So okay. Jesse, oh, they still haven't updated it yet, sorry. I can't see. So the right now, Jesse looks way better in my, oh no, they have done the remodel. So Jesse, I don't know what to say. She looks shorter, her glasses look like bluer and thicker, and she looks brainwashed. Her hair is really weird and like thick. I don't mind Scrappy, to be honest. Scrappy looks pretty cute. But I think Jesse looks pretty, wait, what? So I just realized that Red Dragon Jesse hasn't been changed, but Jesse has. So Red Dragon Jesse still has a normal look. I think Jesse's skin is a bit whiter. Jesse looks a bit more ugly in my opinion. So I'm gonna rate this a 4 out of 10. I don't really like this, to be honest. Yeah, just don't really enjoy it. I don't really think she looks cool. I think she just is, not an improvement, and I wish she was kept the same. So now for for the Cat Burglar Jesse skin. On the other hand, this is really amazing. It's for free. All you have to do to get it, actually, is just interact with the champion of things. You can earn, like, cool prizes. You can earn, like, coins, star points, stuff like that. So, and the skin itself looks amazing. It looks, like, the cat mask looks really cool. With a winning animation, she grabs, like, the champion trophy. I'm just really excited to get the skin because, like, the attacks look amazing. The super looks cool. It's just a great skin in general, and very excited to get it. It's such a cool skin. So I'm going to rate this 8 out of 10 just because it looks really cool. 8.5 out of 10, actually. It just looks really cool, and yeah, I think Cat Burglar Jesse is such a cool skin for free. So now, oh, and also I'll be telling you how much each skin is if I remember them. So for the skin B800, which is Bull, this is actually a cool skin. I like it because Boo like looks like half. Boo looks really different. Like he's like half. Boo's like half like cyborg kind of like he's like slinging a key sling like he's like glue or something on one side. He's like a cyborg. I think he looks really cool. Also wait. Where is it? I've lost the page. B800 skin. Okay, so Bull, well, he looks really different. He looks cool though, in my opinion. Okay, so he's like half cyborg kinda. He is like this silvery, like silvery half shape. Okay, there, finally, I got the picture of B800. So he's like, his one of his arms, like they're like cyborged. His like colors everywhere. Another cool thing is like his head has like a little green graph. His eyes are like red and lasery. It's really cool. Also, like half his jacket's like green and like I think his machine gun's amazing. Like this red laser in it. Bull looks really cool with his skin, in my opinion. He looks really cool playing in game, and his winning losing animations looks cool. So I rate the skin 7 out of 10 because of the animations, the look, and it just looks pretty cool in my opinion. So now for the skin Chola. Well, okay, B800, you get B800 the skin from tier 1 Brawl Pass if you have Brawl Pass, the real Brawl Pass. So to get B800, you have to get Brawl Pass basically. So now Chola, you get her by Brawl Pass exclusive, and you have to be tier 70 to get her. Chola, I don't really like it to be honest. Well, it's like not too, that bad or anything. Chola, she just looks too like I don't know, makeup-y, too much makeup on her, in my opinion. Her eyes are too sparkly. Her evil laugh is kind of like Colette. She holds out like this creepy snake thingy. Well, it's not that bad, I guess. But I just think Chola, I don't really like it. Like the purple makeup on her eyes. Too much makeup for me. Chola looks a bit ugly. I'm not trying to rhyme or anything. I don't like Chola at all. It's not that. It's actually, I do like it a bit. Chola, she's like an. I'd say it's an okay skin. It's. I. There's some stuff I like about it actually. Like her attacks and stuff, but and her super looks cool too. But it's not the best skin, so it's a 6 out of 10 for me. So Chola, yeah, you get it from Brawl Pass exclusive at tier 70. I'm actually gonna be doing my quest if I have Brawl Pass exclusive because I do not want to be having Brawl Pass exclusive and not getting to tier 70 and doing all my quests. Because right now I have like a million quests and I'm tier 50 literally. I don't do quests at all. Haven't been grinding this season. And so now the next skin is going to be Surge Kong. I hate the skin. It's really bad in my opinion. I don't hate it. It's just not that good. People may disagree with me. I think he's very ugly. He's like red eyes and he has like weird hair. The only thing I like about the skin, two things I only like is the banana and his face inside the mask. I just think this is really cool. It's like Iron Man when he pops open the mask and you can just see Surge like inside the monkey. It's really funny and his like cheeky face. But the banana he is holding is pretty hilarious. I find it really funny. That's the only things I like is about the skin. Otherwise I think it's really ugly and I don't like the skin. So I'm giving it a 4 out of 10. In my opinion, it's worse than most skins just because he looks pretty ugly. So the next skin is Captain Crow. So this is completely different. I like it a lot because Captain Crow is 79 gems. Oh yeah, okay, I forgot to say. Search Kong will be, I'm pretty sure it's 79 gems. And yeah, so Captain Crow is 79 gems. He's like blue with silver beak as normal, like red on his face. He's like this yellow, and he's like this, I don't know, like this weird X, white X on his face. I mean, on his chest, it looks really cool. The daggers look amazing when he throws them, it spins around. And I think what's it called? Captain Crow, this looks like is a cool skin in general. It's not that amazing or anything, but I like it. It's not too complex, and it's a really cool skin for 80 gems, in my opinion. So this is going to be a 7.5 out of 10 because I like Captain Crow. The look of it looks really cool, and I just like it in general, I guess. So the next skin is Gale Buster. I mean, Squeak Buster Gale. So this is like an average skin in my opinion. It's too complex. There's too much stuff on his head, on his like everything. I don't really like it. It's an okay skin. I just don't really like this skin. I don't think it's that cool or anything. I guess it's okay. Like his attacks look cool, his super looks cool, but other than that, it's just a boring skin. I don't really like it, and I'm definitely not buying this skin for 150 gems. It is 150 gems, by the way. So I rate this a 5 out of 10. It's not that good in my opinion. Okay, the next skin is going to be Director Buzz. So Lex and everyone's like, "Oh, Director Buzz, it's so cool." This is an amazing skin, but like in my opinion, it's not that good. It's an okay. It's like the Squeak Buster Gale skin, but it's just slightly better. Well, first of all, the animations are cool, the super's cool, but the actual look of Buzz I don't really like. Those two things make him good, but above average slightly skin, but still not one of my favorite. His attacks can look cool but bad at the same time. Look like he's just like sticks are coming out, I guess. And it's just not the best skin, but it's actually not that bad. So that's why I rated a 6 out of 10. So the next skin is a very interesting, funny, weird skin. You could probably guess it is Swamp Gene. So Swamp Gene is a pretty funny skin in my opinion. His claws are like that, yellow, red eyes, purple mouth. He looks kind of creepy. His ears are all weird. I don't want to describe them. They're just weird. His genie hat is green and like a pot on his head, I guess. And this skin is actually really funny in my opinion. It looks kind of like a dragon. A small chubby dragon, kind of. And he's just a funny skin. I just find it hilarious. He just looks really funny. His super, though, is amazing. His attacks look really cool. And yeah, Swamp Gene is a really cool skin in my opinion. And it is, I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, okay? I think it's 79 gems. I think. The next skin is going to be Ghost Squeak. So I actually like the skin a lot. I find it so funny. He looks so cute when he like jumps up in the air and flops his arms around, even though he's a ghost, which is not meant to be cute. But Squeak is just a silly, cute character. And when he's a ghost, he just looks really hilarious. His like eyes are just completely black. He's like this white squishy thingy. And yes, it's a funny skin. I like it a lot because it's just super funny, and that's why it is a 7 out of 10 in my opinion. But the thing that makes it higher, that it's not 7 anymore, I just changed my mind, actually it's 7.5, is because of how you don't expect the price. You're gonna think 80 gems, but it is actually only 49 gems. This is actually a pretty cheap skin. I thought it would be more expensive, but actually it is cheaper. It's actually makes it 30 gems cheaper, just makes it better in my opinion. It looks pretty cool, and I like it. So next skin is Headless Radish Stew. So people who celebrate Halloween might like the skin, but our family doesn't. So I don't really like him because he's just like an ugly guy with no head. He's like this pumpkin head. He's just a bit ugly. Yellow like eyes and stuff. Well, the body looks cool, but not the head. So that's why it's a 6.5 out of 10. I'm pretty sure it's 150 gems, which is not, it's very expensive. So yeah, that is that. And now the next skin on my list is going to be Count Pingula. So this is actually a, it's not that great a skin, but it is really funny. Pretty sure it's like 79 gems. I could be wrong, okay? Pretty sure it's 79 gems. Count Pegula is such a funny skin. He literally like flies kind of with his animations when he wins. And yeah, I rate it 7.5 out of 10. I have been rambling on about these skins for too long now. I have to go to sleep soon, so I'll be faster, but not too fast. So I like Count Pegula. It's very funny. His animations are cool, and he's a 7 out of 10 in my opinion. So the new True Silver and True Gold skins are for Colette, BB, Dynamite, Carl, and Amber. So nothing special. I rate this a 5 out of 10 because new ones come out every time. But I'm excited for the BB, Dynamite, and Amber ones because they're gonna be cool. Well, all of them are all cool. But so true golds are 25,000. True silvers are 10,000. If just in case you want to buy one. And they have to be Power 9 brawlers to get them, of course. So I think these are cool. They will look cool. Yeah, they will look cool. So now the club update is getting, what's it called? It's getting postponed to next month. The club wars probably will be coming soon, which I'm very excited for. And the club thing where only 30 members. The weird thing right now in Brawl Stars, it's just 30. Like, there might be like 95 people in the club. It's just 95 people out of 30, which is weird. So basically, the club thing is getting postponed until December, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so I rate the club update that hasn't come yet. I can't rate it. So yeah, so. That's all the things that are coming into this Brawl Stars update. This is overall in everything. I rate this a 7 out of 10 because it's not that unique. There's nothing special, I guess. There's not like something crazy happening to the game, like a new game mode. I love new game modes. Capture the Flag, it was one of my favorite gamers. I mean, Present Plunder, whatever. The trophy gamer. I like Capture the Flag. It's very cool and fun, in my opinion. But there hasn't been really anything unique as skins in a brawler. I shouldn't be complaining. So that's why it's a 7 out of 10. It's a great update, or okay, pretty good update in general. But some downs and some ups. And I just realized I've been recording for 22 minutes. So, bye. Thank you for listening to the 12th episode of Brawl Planet. Make sure to follow and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, and if you're an Apple Podcast, leave a 5-star review to be shouted out in the next episode. Also, you can email me at brawlplanetpodcast@gmail.com to be featured in the next episode too. Bye!